Your Excellencies, distinguished guests, ladies and gentlemen, allow me to join the Director General of FAO, Dr. Jose Graziano da Silva, in welcoming you to this high-level event on improving food security and nutrition, building resilient livelihoods, and promoting partnerships for sustainable development in the Pacific Islands. At the outset, I would like to thank the Director General and his team for hosting us to a wonderful and quite a magnificent lunch and providing an opportunity for an informal dialogue on how best FAO can work with us and support us in meeting global and regional sustainable development commitments. Let me also take this opportunity to congratulate the Government of Vanuatu, FAO and the Pacific community for the successful completion of the inaugural Pacific Agriculture Week. During the week, Pacific Ministers of Agriculture and Forestry called for the strengthening of partnerships for national outcomes, and I'd like to focus my few remarks on this particular topic. Our governments and regional agencies have well-developed regional and national coordination mechanisms, and I would stress and highlight the importance of working with these tested mechanisms to deliver results that support us. Let me reiterate that our Pacific countries do not operate in a vacuum. They have already integrated climate, oceans, food and nutritional security into their own priorities. Some have established offices addressing these specific issues, albeit varying in size and capacity. There is a strong commitment to addressing these challenges nationally and regionally. And to this end, we have integrated the 2030 development agenda of the SDGs into our national development plans and strategies and regional frameworks. And of course, we can always do with help. With regard to our greatest resource, the Pacific Island region has well-established oceanic fisheries management frameworks. Partners should work with existing institutional mechanisms and take full account of regional capabilities and limitations, including in areas such as port states management, surveillance and enforcement. Escalating concerns with plastics, marine waste oil and ozone depleting refrigerants call for effective global responses. Greater cooperation and coordination with our partners enables the collective delivery of results. The capacity in our region varies. Smaller island states are challenged in managing the demands of donors and partner organisations with the multitude of issues that come with them. Pressures placed on our small government and government machineries to coordinate and manage all of these cannot be understated. We have regionally owned agencies that work in the very same priorities areas as the FAO, and which has been outlined by your Director General, by the Director General in his statement. These are the areas of fisheries, forestry, agriculture, climate change, trade and market development, food security and nutrition. We are joined here today by my fellow executives of crop agencies, Forum Fisheries Agency, Pacific Community and Pacific Power Association, whose mandate from our governments are to provide policy advice, technical capacity support in those very same priority areas. And therefore, in the spirit of the Samoa Pathway and Addis Ababa Action Agenda, we must work on strengthening our partnership and coordination and cooperation. Let me reiterate that our Pacific countries do not operate in a vacuum. They have already integrated climate, ocean and food security into their own priorities, and some have established offices addressing these specific issues. Today, we will hear from our leaders on their priority areas of concentration from FAO, and it will be our agency's responsibilities to work with each other and with national governments to jointly determine and develop our program of regional action. I'd like to conclude by highlighting that the Pacific Island Forum narrative of the Blue Pacific that is based on collective responsibility and stewardship of our region in the Pacific. And it is this collective action that I am urging us all to adopt as a principle so that we work together to support the Pacific nations in addressing common development challenges. So I thank you, Director General and Deputy Director General, for having us here and all your staff. Thank you very much.